Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today, going to be sunny, warm, breezy, but less humid, high of about 86. In Kenosha, the sun is out at 65 degrees, 64 Burlington, 69 right now in Milwaukee, and in Racine, sunshine also 66. The Downtown Racine Hospitality Center at 614 Main Street looking for an expanded conditional use permit to provide the same level or greater amount of services to the homeless it does now, but in violation of the original permit, the issue deferred by the City Plan Commission, so the conversations might lead to some kind of an agreement and a plan of action. During almost 2 hours of public comment in the council chambers at City Hall, with standing room only at one point, it was Alderman Henry Perez stating the center is a ministry, it's not a business. And 1,000 meals a week, he called it a failure, not a success.
Hospitality Center deals with the clients that are rejected from the continuum of care. We tout and we give money to the organizations that are involved in the continuum of care. But, like the lady testified a little while ago, they wouldn't take me. Well, you know what? That's who they deal with. If they had an opportunity to go somewhere else, they would. Here is an opportunity that's local.
Reverend Kevin Stewart, the center's director, urging commission members with a deferral vote to meet with him and those who get helped on why they might not receive that help in the future.
Meet with Mark, who lost over the last couple of years both of his legs to diabetes. He's wheelchair-bound. Meet with me and talk to Mark. And help me to say to Mark, there's no healthy food choices, Mark, but I got a donut for you. Meet me. Help me to tell that to Mark. Meet with me and sit and tell Janet, who said, I'm employed, but I don't make much money. At the end of the month, I don't have much money for food. Without the hospitality center, I would go hungry.
Mayor John Dickert said conversations on how to address all concerns regarding the hospitality center begin today. Plan Commission's deferral is for at least the next couple of weeks. Staff to work on details that will address current non-compliance issues as well as those with an expanded conditional use as requested. A suspicious person report early this morning in the city of Racine turned out to involve the official count of the homeless, the biannual event in which volunteers for the continuum of care go around checking known locations where the homeless go at night outside of available shelter sites. The street count is called Point in Time. It involves groups for the city gathering last night at First Presbyterian Church to get their marching orders, and for those for Racine County organizing at Love Incorporated in Burlington. The continuum of care started back in 1996 as a coordinated effort trying to address needs of the homeless. United Way of Racine County hosted its second annual Community Conversations Report Out meeting at Gateway Technical College. About 70 people attended. 18 conversations between August of 2014 and this past April, involving more than 200 individuals living and or working in Racine County. And based on participant feedback, major themes were identified in education, income, and health. United Way also announcing Rich Harwood, who began the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation and created the community conversation model used in thousands of communities to collect public knowledge. He's going to be coming to Racine October 20th. He'll present his message at two events, the UW Parkside Nonprofit Leadership Conference and United Way-sponsored Luncheon for Community Leaders. Round three of community conversations will begin in August and will continue until April of next year. The full report, by the way, can be found online at unitedwayracine.org. The Wisconsin Attorney General's Office hosting an open government summit. Bob Hague says it kind of touched a little bit on a little controversy recently.
AG Brad Schimmel says when it comes to police body cameras, there is not a lot of clear direction.
There is no guidance now relating to retention of the materials. There's no guidance as to what must be recorded, what isn't recorded.
Or what sorts of protections people who are not crime suspects might have if they're recorded.
I think we have a long way to go before we determine where the lines are between what is necessary monitoring of government activity and necessary protection of privacy rights of citizens.
The summit addressed the criminal justice and government oversight aspects of open records law. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And on Capitol Hill, sexual assault in college campuses under the spotlight. Senators considering a boost of accountability and making campuses safer.
Sexual assault is a crime that more often than not goes unreported. In fact, there are many colleges and universities that have reported zero incidences of sexual assault.
Nevada Republican Dean Heller joined by New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand as a sponsor. Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill, another of the sponsors, who says many colleges just do not properly deal with sexual assault, and that has to change. Divers brought to Wind Lake last night in western Racine County. It turned into a coordinated effort to find a 77-year-old man who disappeared while trying to save a sinking boat. Man's wife was with him at the time, and according to reports, she was calling for help for quite some time till somebody finally came within earshot. Search teams called in from Lake County, Illinois to help. This morning, Kenosha County dive team members dispatched to the Wind Lake boat launch area. It was described as a recovery effort. First responders using sonar and other technology first trying to find the victim instead of just putting divers into the water without any specific location. In Milwaukee, two people died in the crash of a small plane at Timmerman Airport. The plane immediately engulfed in flames with the impact. This happened just after 6 o'clock last night. One witness indicated the plane did a barrel roll as it approached the ground and one of the wings hit first. The investigation is going to be handled by the National Transportation Safety Board. This is the second fatal plane crash this week in southeast Wisconsin. Two men from Kentucky headed to EAA found dead last Sunday in Kenosha County in a wreckage of their small plane in Bristol. Well, it might be perceived by some as controversial, but the City of Racine Health Department is launching a new public awareness campaign against sexually transmitted diseases. Last year, they affected almost one out of every 100 city residents, especially 21 to 29 years old. Here's WRJN's Dick Whelan with details.
Take control of your body and your health includes advertising on Bell Urban System buses and in movie theaters, information on the city website, condom dispensers in the bathrooms of two local bars, plus bowls of free condoms in barber shops and other businesses. Mayor John Dickert notes that this is about personal responsibility and preserving the well-being of the community, while Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox maintains that stopping the spread of STDs, in her words, is our number one priority. Racine County ranks fifth highest in the state for the number of chlamydia cases and fourth highest for gonorrhea. The Racine Health Department has an STD clinic in the lower level of City Hall with both walk-ins and appointments welcome, while the campaign could increase its use by 10%. Dick Whelan, WRJN News.
And how about last night? The Brewers looking to trade Carlos Gomez to the Mets for infielder Wilmer Flores and pitcher Zach Wheeler. Didn't happen, though, for whatever reason. Some reports say it was a problem with Gomez and a hip. Others say there was a problem with one of the Mets players. Well, one of those Mets players, Flores, was playing in last night's game against the Padres until he was pulled in the ninth for a pitch hitter. But during the game, he was visibly shaken by apparently the reports of him being traded. He was shown on TV tears while he was trying to play, so he was asked about it afterward.
Well, I was sad, you know, being a Mets forever and how all my team is here and. That's why I got emotional. That's it.
Multiple media outlets indicating that, the situation had the manager of the Mets, Terry Collins, talking about it, says, you know, he's the last to know about this kind of stuff all the time because people are in the stands, you got players doing it, they're all on their electronic devices talking about this stuff instead of focusing in on the game that's being played on the field. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news. Go to our webpage, find the local news section, and stay informed. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.